Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's the end of the week here on Political Coffee, and you know what that means. It's Freedom Friday, which, for those of you who don't know, that means this is the day that I give you the freedom to call and talk about whatever you want to talk about politically today. Doesn't have to be what's on my plate. What do you want to get off your chest? It's easy. You pick up the phone, call 503-589-1220. It's 503-589-1220. Or send me an email to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news, like the one Jim sent me. It's about the Breitbart story. That, you know, Joe Biden did an executive order that focuses on registering convicted felons to vote. Jim writes, a true act of desperation by a failed administration from this country's finest example of non-existent leadership. You know what non-existent leadership gives you? It gives you the woke protests in 42 universities across the country. It's a Breitbart story again. 2,200 people have been arrested as pro-Hamas, anti-Israel protests continue across the country in 43 different campuses. College protesters, here's another headline, seek amnesty to keep the arrests and suspensions from following them through their lives. Breitbart News tweeted out on X, go cry to your mommies. What do you think? In Portland State University, a few protesters have been arrested. The cops moved everybody out. A few protesters came back in. They arrested them. Have you seen the pictures of the damage done inside the library at Portland State University? Who's going to pay for that? Maybe these arrested protesters ought to be prosecuted by the worse than weak, but the woke Multnomah County DA. Don't hold your breath. Speaking of that, there was a pretty fiery debate about that. Mike Schmidt and Nathan Vasquez spar in the final Multnomah County District Attorney debate. They grappled over prosecutions of protesters. Hello. The officer's relationship with the police, measure 110, and public defenders. I hope the people of Portland, the voters of Multnomah County specifically, have had enough of woke leftist policies. And you know why? Here's the story in Willamette Week. When you have weak leadership, you get university presidents negotiating and divesting of Israel and divesting of these things, giving in to the protesters all across the country. Some of them haven't. Some of them are fearing the loss of their Jewish donors. Some of them are fearing what's happening, public opinion turning against them big time, and lawsuits. And not only the loss of massive donors, many of whom are very successful Jewish people, but the damage to their personal reputations as Republicans call them to account in front of Congress. And all the world gets to see their Marxists. This is why yesterday I called them Marxists, because they are. When you have that kind of leadership, when you have Ted Wheeler's leadership, the Portland City Council's leadership, which defunded the cops by $12.3 million and restored, what, a little less than half of it? What do you get? You get downtown Portland still looking like Tijuana, Mexico. You get the story I just saw on Fox 12 about protesters, you know, those anti-Israel, pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian protesters damaging more businesses downtown Portland. That's what you get. And then you get this story in Willamette Week. Here's the headline. Portland metro area has the largest loss of employment among U.S. cities over the past year. Let me say that again, just in case you missed it. Because this might be a great talking point you could use in a persuasive conversation with somebody who's just got their ballot in the mail. You know, they hit on Wednesday or are hitting today. They're mailed on Wednesday. People in your world, maybe family members, could be church members, could be people you work with, because you halfway pay attention to, some of you are dedicated political observers, and I thank you for that, because you listen to this radio show, you contribute. You come to Political Coffee Clatch, which is Monday night, where I think we're going to have Senator Dennis Linthicum by remote. I don't think he'll be in town, but he thinks he can work it out that can spend some time with us remotely and answer our questions. We'll have a camera set up so he can see us. We can certainly see him. And maybe, just maybe, Chrissy Hudson, recently elected Salem Kaiser School District board member, who, by the way, was at the National Day of Prayer event last night at the fountains in front of the Capitol. I had the honor and the privilege of praying over government, along with a lot of other great patriots. Some of you were there. Thank you for coming. Thank you for praying. I prayed in Eugene in the morning, and I got to pray to Capitol last night. Thank you. Chrissy Hudson was there. We hope that she can join us Monday night at Sparky's for Political Coffee Clatch. Now, let me say it again. The result of weak leadership is what's happening on college campuses. The result of weak leadership is what happens at school districts, like the Salem Kaiser students who walked out of class and went to support the pro-Hamas protesters. What you get is the damage done to downtown Portland last night because of Mike Schmidt sending a clear message he's not going to prosecute anybody. Ted Wheeler sending a clear message at the time, it's a different city council now, but at the time, to bend the knee to Black Lives Matter and Antifa and defund the cops. You get this story today. Portland metro area had the largest loss of employment in the United States of America over the last year. Now, the subheadline is a spate of layoffs and slowing arrivals are hurting Stumptown. That's the name for Portland. Their employment numbers, slowing arrivals. Why would anyone want to come to Portland if you're a business? Unemployment rate is increasing. It's up from 4.2 to 4.1, according to the April report of the Oregon Employment Department. But then you start comparing it, as the article says, with Memphis, which lost 1.3%, Milwaukee, 0.8%, San Jose, 0.5%, San Francisco, 0.2%. Guess where employment grew? Las Vegas, 3.4%. Raleigh, North Carolina, 2.8%. Sacramento, 2.8%. Austin, 2.8%. Reports from commercial brokers, real estate brokers, regularly show downtown Portland as among the most vacant places nationwide. Nike, Columbia Sportswear, Wieden, and Kennedy have all announced layoffs. lackluster migration, immigration. Now, why would that be? Could it be because of what happened last night? People don't feel safe there. Could it be that the politics of communism doesn't really work? You think so? 503-589-1220 is the number to call. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. It is Freedom Friday. You can call and talk about whatever you wanted. Weaker than expected. U.S. hiring slows. This is a Breitbart headline by John Carney, who is their premier economist. U.S. hiring slows with the economy adding only 175,000 jobs in April. And unemployment rose to 3.9. And guess what? Now, this is lower than what people thought. Well, guess what? The stock market's exploding, going up. Why? Because this is what they wanted. They want a slowing economy. Why? Because the Federal Reserve, and the picture here is of Jay Powell, the chair of the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve now has justification for a rate cut. Here's the problem with that. The euphoria of a possible rate cut, the stock market is experiencing today. It's going to be a good day in the market today. Y'all are going to make money. That euphoria is going to be very short-lived because of Jay Powell's printing of money and buying debt that the U.S. government is selling to cover the deficit spending that Republicans nor Democrats have the willpower to get under control, because they're overspending at a rate of $1 trillion every 100 days. Because of that, Jay Powell has to print more money. What happens when you have more of something in the marketplace? Its value goes down, doesn't it? When the economy crashes, lumber prices get cheaper, don't they? Don't they? When you have more money in circulation, the value of the dollar goes down, which is inflationary to you and I. Inflation ain't going away, folks. Now, the question will be, have they cooked the books here, the numbers, to give Jay Powell a justification for slightly lowering the borrowing rate so he can help Biden get elected? That's the political question. It's Freedom Friday. Hey, tonight's the big concert in Portland at the Moto Center with Christian artist Chris Tomlin. Tonight at 7 o'clock, you can still get tickets. Go to your normal ticket outlets. Chris Tomlin tonight. Go worship with a few thousand other believers. Ain't it great? Back in a moment at 6:20.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
That's right. We are back. It is Friday. That means it's Freedom Friday here at Political Coffee. And you can call and talk about whatever you want to talk about today politically. Anything you want to get off your chest is okay today. 503-589-1220 is the number to call. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Election night is May 21st. It's going to come fast. We have a special KSLM radio. It's a special election night broadcast. May 21st, election night at Miller's Barbecue. Join us from 6 to 9, the last hour of the election from 8 to 9 is when election results are put out there. We're going to be going live the entire hour, that last hour, from 8 to 9, this special broadcast. So come and join us. It's going to be a big party. It's going to be a lot of fun. Anna Munson is one of the sponsors. So is Pacific Crest Archery. And so is the Kaiser Liquor Store. We thank them all for helping be sponsors. Come early. We start at 6 p.m. It's dinner time. That's a perfect time for you to come spend some money with incredible mouth-watering barbecue. You'll love it. I love it. I love Miller's Barbecue. And you will too. Special election night broadcast. Again, it is May 21st from 6 to 9 p.m. Come and join us. Bring your friends. Let's have a big party. Let's celebrate a lot of great wins. Anna Munson will be there. Celine Coleman, Michael Halselton. Julie Hoy has her own event going on downtown. Good for her. We hope all of them win. We want them to. 503-589-1220 is the number to call if you want to call today. There's Freedom Friday. Now, there's some other things that are interesting headlines. There is Oregon cannabis prices sink to record lows. Now, why would that be? Is it because there's just a surplus out there? Yeah, there is. But why would that be? Well, too many people growing it, right? I mean, the same thing with money. When you have too much of something, what happens? Price of things go down, don't they? Isn't that what happens? Sure it is. Well, it's no different with dope. But it's because the cartels are still growing dope and are selling it on the streets, and nobody pays the tax on that. That's why Oregon cannabis prices sink to its lowest ever. TurboTax error. If those of you use TurboTax, it affected more than 12,000 Oregon returns. Uh-oh. Now, even a blind squirrel finds a nut. Ted Wheeler found a nut. He called the PSU riders delusional. Yeah, you know, like the ones that are out there, you know, demanding that, you know, their arrests and suspensions don't follow them the rest of their life. They want amnesty for it. You got to be kidding me. This is what you get when you coddle kids from woke K-12 education. Can't have it, folks. This is why school board elections are so important. There are good people serving on school boards, and we hope to hear from one Monday night at the Political Coffee Clutch. That's Chrissy Hudson. She was there last night. She prayed over public education. It was a joy to see her. It was a joy to have her stand almost alone, not quite, on the Salem Kaiser School District Board. They need your prayers. All of our leaders need your prayers, even the usurper who is not the president of the United States yet sits in the Oval Office, Joe Biden. He needs your prayer for a lot of reasons, folks. Israel needs your prayer. Return to common sense needs your prayers. Anyway, Ted Wheeler calling Portland State rioters delusional. Maybe he should have had the courage to have done that when Antifa was, you know, running the streets of Portland for 100-plus consecutive nights instead of defunding the cops. No, he went down there himself to join them. There's another story here on OregonWatchdog.com. 54 years ago, police and the PSU protesters clashed. So just imagine this. Some of the anti-Vietnam rioters from 54 years ago Are they still standing? Are they the college administration now, the professors? There's another story here about the riot spreads beyond PSU in broad daylight. The Ninth Circus, as I call them, Court of Appeals, the most overturned circuit court of appeals. Well, they are a blind squirrel that finds a nut occasionally. They rejected the kids' climate change lawsuit. Good for them. Pacific Northwest, here's another headline. Electricity demand forecast surges. What? Yeah. You know, that's what you get when you say everything's got to be electrified, right? Here's the problem. If you look, public, the nomination Secretary of State, he joins us live. Don't.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 24 minutes before the top hour. Great to have you with us, friends, on Freedom Friday. It's that day you get to call and talk about whatever, or email, by the way. You get to talk about whatever you want to talk about politically. Right now, in just a moment, we're going to chat with Brent Barker, who is Republican running for the Secretary of State's office. Here's a couple of headlines for you. I just have to throw these out, folks. I'm sorry. Is Mike Johnson a victim of Stockholm Syndrome? Could be. How about this? Gateway Pundit story. Is it time for Donald Trump's media company? Folks, you remember Donald Trump's, you know, True Social media company went public. It added billions of dollars to his wealth. Here's the headline. Imagine this. It's time for Donald Trump's media company to consider buying the New York Times, Washington Post, or the Wall Street Journal and make fake news fair again. That's too good to be true. And there's a new poll showing Trump leading Biden. Trump leading Biden in Michigan by 15 points, folks. This whole thing, lawfare, this trial in New York, it's all backfiring. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have Donald Trump's company buy those uber liberal media outlets? By the way, Rich writes, no amnesty for these protesters, you know, that don't want their arrests and their suspensions following them for the rest of their lives. And he says, no amnesty. January 6 people are still in custody, many without a court date. Ooh, there you go. Friends, also want to remind you, get that free second opinion from Freedom Heating and Air. If some other company has said you got to replace your entire HVAC system, heating and cooling system, maybe for your business, maybe for your home, get a free second opinion from Freedom Heating and Air. Check it out, 503-580-1456. They'll come out for no money. They'll evaluate your system and give you their advice. 580-1456. Check out their website, freedomheatingandair.net. freedomheatingandair.net. Joining us is Brent Barker. He's Republican running for the nomination. I heard you chuckling in the background with Donald Trump since you worked for the man. Wouldn't that be, Brent, wouldn't that be incredible for Donald Trump to buy the New York Times?
That would be a zinger for sure. That would be awesome. Yes, I worked. Well, anyway, thank you, Jeff, for having me on Political Coffee. My name is Brent Barker, and I am running for Oregon Secretary of State. I believe I'm the hardest working candidate in the voters pamphlet. I've been all over the state. That's a big statement. That's a big statement, but I am a hard worker, and I believe that's what we need in Salem right now. I just received a couple great endorsements, and I have another one coming this afternoon that I alluded to the other day.
But I think you did.
And they summarized it really well. They said, Secretary of State, and this was Oregon Patriots and American Reflections, we enthusiastically prefer Republican Brent Barker, his positions on important issues, his impressive background, and his ability to attract voters from all political spheres make him our best hope for the general election. This is the key. We must focus on the general election. I'm focused on the prize. I'm focused on that. I'm speaking to Democrats daily. I was on KATU. I think that's a great place to see a full interview and get an idea who I am. My website has a plan. My plan is significant, but I believe that with my skills from dispute resolution and Pepperdine Law School, I can take those skills, apply them to the office of Secretary of State and come to where the majority party is and see where we can bring my plan to them and find in convening, in quorum, in preference building, in creating a bipartisan application to where we could actually put a measure on the ballot that all the voters vote for. They would get us somewhere closer to in-person voting. But at the end of the day, our cast voting record, as I've explored it significantly, it's a challenge. It's a mess.
Yeah, it is. So let me ask you that question. As Secretary of State, if you get elected, how can you manage, and I'm going to use the word manage because the Democrats made it impossible by the law they passed, basically impossible, for we the people to ask for the cast vote records, which is profoundly important. How do you think you can manage that? Because you can't go against the law, but you have to manage what the legislature does.
I love that question, Jeff, because I believe in following the rules. Rules are in place to remove drama and chaos, anarchy. And I love rules because it makes us all sleep well at night. The point of it is that the Secretary of State has many administrative rules. One can go right now to the Secretary of State's office as a candidate by the entire, which I did, which I wanted to understand all the Oregon voters, and it's a monstrous file, 3 million voters plus. And you can look at outliers. That's the easiest way to do it. But in my plan, I look to step towards the Democrats and the independent voters and suggest some very high-level thinking. One is that we reset this cast voting record to zero. There is no use talking about auditing it when a forensic audit is an invasion on one's privacy. And I think we should just re-register for which is our Fourth Amendment, and I think we should just re-register, just like our driver's license. So, and which brings in a variety of other things, but at BrentBarkerForOregon.com, I've got my plan in place. It's significant, Jeff, and I do believe my speaking currently, last night I was speaking to some Democrats, and they came up to me and said, I can't wait to start working with you. You'd be great to work with. But the fact is, they respect strength, the values, they respect people that actually listen to what they have to say and not pointing fingers and say, you're bad, I'm good, and all that business. It doesn't work. It's like going into a room and saying, I don't like the color of your shirt, but I'd like to have a talk with you. No, it doesn't work that way. You've got to love their color. I want to be besties with our governor. I want to be with our treasurer, because I'll sit on the state land board, I'll sit on the sustainability board, and I'll be that balancing force. I believe the best way to get to a solution is to work with other people in hand, and they are the controlling party. We have to be kind to Democrats in order to get conservatives elected in the general election. We have not had a conservative elected in the general election for countless years, maybe since Victor Atiyah. or we could say Dennis Richardson, for instance, as Secretary
right,
of State.
Right, for Secretary of State.
But he had many very, very comfortable leanings towards the majority party with mail-in ballots. Oregon championed mail-in ballots during the virus business. All of that said, we need to look at where we can bring this our friends together, and we need to unite. I want to be the balancing act in the state of Oregon. I do not want to be the divider. I want to be the uniter.
Let me ask you this question, because it really gets to what you just said. As you're talking to all people, independents and Democrats, do you get a sense that they are more willing now, because of the times we're in, more willing to consider voting for a conservative Republican like you, who actually worked for Donald Trump? Are they willing to consider that now?
Well, I believe that there's a lot of misinformation about this gentleman, President Trump.
I totally agree.
There's a lot of misinformation out there, and I don't think it's necessarily fair in that. And it'd be just lovely if there was some changes. But do I believe so? Yes, I believe that by coming together with the majority party and speaking to them on principles and not individuals, I want to get away from individual personality discussions, because that is really not. Let's talk about policy. Let's talk about improving transparency, integrity in the state of Oregon. Let's improve safety on the streets. I'm all about using the power of the audit. The governor has the power of the veto. Yes. My name is Brent Barker, and I am running for Oregon Secretary of State. And I'm looking to work with all parties, all people, and represent them in a way in which they now have a voice in Salem that is, you might say, different, unique, and a much needed new day we need in the state of Oregon.
Folks, check out Brent's website. It's BrentBarkerForOregon.com. It's all one word, BrentBarkerForOregon.com. And if you click on his plan, you can see all the things that he wants to do. What's your, in 30 seconds, sum up what you want to talk about?
I would love to have the voters look at my interview at KATU on your side. It was a great interview. Yes,
and
Jeff. It's on the website as well.
Brent, thank you for joining us today. Be safe out there. Have a marvelous weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Jeff.
Brent, Oregon.com. It's 648. Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220 is that number to call. 503-589-1220. Emails at 20.am. Like the one I got from Doug, says, what we ignore is more important than what we read. Endless wars and LGBTQ whatever. The powers that be love to keep our sights off the target. Angry and distracted. Instead of uniting against the obvious extinction plan they have for us, actively reducing the world's population down to a few manageable serfs. Never trust a meal with a rotten side dish. All eat all nothing and like it. We should be uniting and rebelling against useless political parties that serve only themselves and their corporate owners. Human rights are not special rights. People are entitled to life and whatever they are able to produce with the fruits of their labor. And that means all the fruits of their labor. Else we live as blood-sucking parasites or hosts for them. To a confiscation regime that has no authority to steal the property or earnings of its people without their consent. The reasons for its historic growth and success It was because America was built on biblical principles based on faith and belief that the Almighty Creator and not government is our provider. Live and let live is all right, but they don't want us to live. But we can only be divided if we allow ourselves to be divided. Yeah, that's right. Well said. Don't fall for it, folks. John McDonald asked me if we're having political coffee clats every Monday night. No, we just have to do two of them on a row. April, there were five Mondays. So we got off track a little bit doing every other week because we try to do them on the first and the third Mondays of every week. So we're going to do two of them together. And we did one this last Monday night. This coming Monday night, political coffee clats, we should have Senator Dennis Linthicum running for Secretary of State also joining us by video, by live video, and hopefully Chrissy Hudson, Salem Kaiser School District board member. She's been to our group before. She prayed last night for education. The National Day of Prayer was awesome to see her. Again, Michelle writes, Gaza protesters want their participation erased from their records, and they want food from DoorDash? No amnesty. She agrees that January 6 people are still in custody. And yes, many of them without a court date. Dutch brothers from Grants Pass to go to Arizona. Now, why would that be? I can only imagine. Linda writes, if Donald Trump wanted to buy a newspaper in New York, he would have to do it by proxy. Nobody would sell. I heard Representative Good this morning say they begged Johnson not to take that anti-Semitism bill to the floor yesterday. Johnson promised not to do it, but he did it anyway. But why did they vote for it? Good said it was because how it would look if they didn't. That's correct. You had to vote for that thing. Here's the problem. Constitutional experts are saying it's unconstitutional. It limits free speech. And they're probably right. Much as I abhor anti-Semitism, it is free speech, folks. As much free speech as anti-Christian speech is. As much as I adore that. Michael writes an email, elections? Yeah, don't want to piss everyone off, but I'm voting for Vic again. Why? Yeah, I didn't know Vic was on the ballot, Michael. He would have to come back from the grave for that, wouldn't he? Yeah, he would. No doubt. Hey, friends. Elections are important, and people not voting from the grave is important, and there are great groups out there that are watching that. So why don't we support people that are like MyPillow? Go to MyPillow.com. Support what Mike Lindell's doing by buying those great products like I have been buying and like many of you have, and I say thank you. Great American-made products, and they really do work. And get them at deep discounts because you use the promo code PC23. PC23. Support your own freedom, the continuation, restoration of this constitutional republic, folks. Mike Lindell's helping do that. Go to MyPillow.com, buy great American products at a huge discount. PC23. Joining us is Josh Michael, who's going to be my co-host on the election night broadcast. You can hear his show, Non-Compliant America, Saturdays at 4 p.m. Josh, what are you talking about this Saturday?
So this Saturday is going to be a really exciting show. I highly suggest everybody tune in. My main focus is going to be we're going to go through all the different elements that every household and every individual should be focusing on survival mechanisms, self-sustaining, what to do if there is power outages, internet outages, financial crisis information, different things like that, how people can get prepared now while we have time, because we have all this unknown coming, the Summer of Love 2.0. We all have to get prepared internally now. And so we're going to go through all those steps.
It is coming, isn't it? We know it. The riots, this is going to be a repeat of the 1968 Democrat National Convention in Chicago that absolutely propelled Richard Nixon to the presidency. I think it's going to happen again. The problem is that we get hurt in the meantime. That's what you're going to be talking about, right?
Well, exactly. They need the crisis. The Democrats do with the surge that Trump has, that he's just unbeatable at this point. So they have to have something. And we can see it now. It's the same thing as Black Lives Matter and Antifa of 2020, right? It's almost down to the day where the George Floyd incident happened is with this Palestine thing. It's the same actors, the same agitators. And more importantly, what's so interesting is you have the New York mayor talking about paid agitators, and actually mentioning the infiltration of agitators. And so they're recognizing there are agitators in some of these instances, but they don't want to talk about that with January 6th, but they will talk about that with New York, you know, and the pro-Palestine movement that's going on over there.
Noncompliant America. You can hear Josh tomorrow, 4 p.m. This is an important topic to talk about. Josh, thanks for diving into it, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Jeff. Have a good day.
Hey, folks, I want to remind you also that there are professional groups that can help you with your issues with government. That's PacWest Lobby. PWLobby.com. I know these folks well. They lobbied me when I served in the House of Representatives. They're good at what they do. Check them out. Also, Righteous Renovations. You're looking for a contractor you can trust? I can tell you from personal experience, you can trust Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations. He is very high quality. He'll treat you right. Check out his website, RighteousRenovations.com. Friends, make it a great weekend. It's going to be wet. We'll talk to you on Monday. Political Coffee Clatch. Put it on your calendar.